Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. In times of crisis, you look for bright spots. You look for positives in so much of the negativity that we're seeing in the media. And every once in a while, you come across something. And NutrientSoak.com is a great place to go. The folks from there, headed up by Maggie Jones, are donating $50,000 to frontline healthcare workers and $50,000 worth of materials. And we're going to get the story from her, and she's just doing wonderful work. But everyone, if you're not driving, go to NutrientSoak.com, and it's a great starting point for what we'll be talking about. Maggie Jones, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. And, well, first of all, thank you for getting involved at this level. And really, you're getting rave reviews from all over the place. And this is a time where people have to step up, and people in the business world and people in everywhere. I mean, we're all in this together. Give us a little rundown on what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so what happened is I met doctors that were congressionally funded that created an antioxidant for the Marines and for NASA. And they spent under $30 million, and they tested the Department of Defense and multiple other, Baptist Memorial and so on. And so they created an antioxidant to help with various things, like they tested for post-traumatic stress and immune issues and things like that. And so when I met them and saw the amazing results that they got, where they noticed that they had the higher levels of glutathione, which is the master antioxidant, was able to go up with the antioxidant mix, I hired them to create it so that we could go on the skin so it could absorb over time. So that's what we do.
Yeah, well, listen, terrific work there. We're looking for, obviously, people to step up in the industry world and the business world to do what they can. Let me ask you something. And again, I don't want to sound like a guy in a barbershop pontificating on why they can't do this. I get why ventilators are difficult. I mean, it's a complicated mechanical situation, whatever. What I don't understand is why masks and why hospital gowns and, you know, things that are made of simple cloth or paper, why they're in such scarce quantities.
Shorter.
Why is this happening like this? And isn't there something that can be done to steer folks that are making other products? I mean, everything from, you know, sanitizing napkins, you know, sanitary napkins and napkins in general, paper towels. The same people that are making these products, I imagine, should be able to do this. I mean, what's wrong with that thinking?
Well, the situation is, especially there in New York, I mean, there's a big shortage. And so a lot of things have been bought outside the country. And so, it's a worldwide crisis. It's not a Democrat, not Republican, not even American. It's a worldwide crisis, right? And so the demand is just rising and rising and rising. And they're short already in some areas, and they're just going to continue to be short. It would be great if people could, companies could pull together and be able to pull these materials together, because it has to be special kinds of masks and gowns and things like that because of this very contagious virus. And so it's a tough one. I hope that there is some companies that pull together. For us, I wish we were in a, we're a small company that's building, and the only thing that we know to do is to be able to donate product to help maybe alleviate some stress for these frontline workers who are going to be overwhelmed and their immune system is going to be torn apart. And so we can help support their immune system. And that's why we're doing the donation, just to see what we can do. I wish we were in a position to do more, but we're doing what we can. And everybody should step up and do what they can.
Maggie Jones is the voice that you're hearing. If you're just joining us a little late, or if you're turning on your radios a little late, Frank McKay here with the wonderful Maggie Jones, and we're talking about $50,000 being donated from her company. And if you go to NutrientSoak.com, you can just see so much more of what's going on there. And you mentioned being a small company. I'll give you an example. I'm elected to a political office here. That's my other hat. And I got a call from an attorney friend of mine, a woman, Pat Blake, and she said one of her clients, who's a Fortune 500 company, wanted to make a donation, and they wanted to know where to go. And you know, obviously New York, I'm in New York, and New York is the epicenter. And the Governor Cuomo is somebody we know very well. And and there's a local supervisor here who's terrific, a guy named Rich Schaefer. And I put her in touch with Rich Schaefer, and he's the supervisor of a town called Babylon that has about 220,000 residents in it, or, you know, something along those lines. It's a good, you know, good batch of people there. And he organized it and got it together. It's Estee Lauder. And what they ended up doing, and this is all within a week's time, they ended up converting their one of their factories in Melville, New York. And they promised Governor Cuomo that they'll, and he tweeted this out, 10,000 bottles of hand sanitizer per week, you know, for the foreseeable future, just banging them out. And well, I just got the word now, and by the time people hear this, it'll probably be tweeted out by Governor Cuomo, 2.3 million masks they've had. And that's really what got the ball started in the first place. And there might be another 4 million in the pipeline, which is absolutely terrific. And so Estee Lauder, what they're doing is terrific. And you know, we applaud Rich Schaefer, supervisor of Babylon, with what he's doing, and Estee Lauder and Governor Cuomo for getting out there. But it all starts with Pat Blake, the attorney that we know out here, and she got in touch with me, and that kind of got the ball rolling. So we're very excited about what you're doing. If you can, give us a little bit of background on you. And again, Maggie Jones is the voice that you're hearing, and just doing wonderful things there. NutrientSoak.com. Maggie, give us a little of your background. Where did you start out? Where were you born? Where were you raised?
I was born in the Midwest. I lived in California majority of my time, and then I've been traveling. I love New York. I love all that. I just love it. I love all the people. So I basically started, I worked in the healthcare field for many years, and just kind of cross-trained in all different directions. And then I ended up opening up my assisted care facility. And in the process of having these residents, we created a product for their skin, which was antioxidants and mineral base. And then we ended up with a couple of patients that couldn't afford to stay in our facility, and we didn't want to kick them out. At the time, there was only county and private, and so we were a private facility, even though we catered to a lot of hospice patients. So we ended up opening up a spa and to supplement the income for these residents, and we ended up using our product into a body treatment that just went gangbusters. And so we sold the business, and we started researching. I started researching kids of risk of suicide, and I was a young teen. I went through a kidnapping and some other trauma, and I was a teen who tried to commit suicide, and I was in a coma when I came out of that. Not right away, but over time, I got married, had my kids, and life changed. And so I wanted to see what I could do that would make an impact on the earth. And so I decided I would start training other facilities on our product line. And then I met the doctors who were the real brilliant scientists. I was the mad scientist, and they were the brilliant scientists. And so I worked hard to get that formula. And that's now we work with Loretta Swit and work with various Carolyn Hennessy and some other beautiful people. And we've been kind of stretching the crop as a professional product. But then we created a bath for dogs. And we got such massive results that blew our minds. And we started working with Pug Nation, and there was some really big turnarounds with these animals. And then we decided, let's create a bath and a foot soak for humans. And we didn't even put it out there. We just sold it at some events. And then all of a sudden, we started getting all these calls. And so we thought we just wanted to get it out there for people to have something that would be beneficial. And then with this crisis with the healthcare workers, we just thought, what can we do as a company to support them? And that's why we decided to do this. So that's what we're doing now.
Absolutely terrific. Maggie Jones, Again, is the voice that you're hearing, Frank McKay here. Go to NutrientSoak.com, and that's a great starting point for all things Meggie. And it's not Maggie, it's Meggie, M-E-G-G-I-E, if I have it correctly.
Yes, right.
and it's Meggie Jones, and she's absolutely terrific. Entrepreneur and philanthropist. And again, you know, she mentioned the list of, or a couple of names off of the list of celebrities that she's working with. And I know they swear by your product, and just absolutely terrific. Frank McKay here with Meggie Jones. Let me ask you, just from a personal standpoint, or personal being New York, are you in touch with anybody here in New York that are governmentally? I mean, what are you guys doing here in New York?
Well, we're working with some different. I've got a doctor who actually lives in Manhattan who's working on getting us the connection to get the product to, you know, boxes to be able to be delivered. Also, we have a contact. I guess that they're also getting a lot of donations from other companies where we can have the product sent. We're trying to have it hand delivered so that we make sure it goes to the healthcare frontline workers. And that's what we're in the process right now. And we're going to be doing it to several cities, but New York is where the highest need is that we can see right now, because it's very, very overwhelming. And I'm pretty impressed with how everybody's pulled together there. And anyway, I love the people all over, but New York is a very special place. And I mean, after 9/11, the people just pulled together tightly, and they're so kind and supportive of each other. And they're real straight shooters, and I really appreciate that too. So yeah. Loretta and Carolyn, all of them, they're not being paid. They're totally donating their time. And, you know, and Loretta lives right there in Manhattan. So we're just trying to, you know, get the word out to help support people. Antioxidants are kind of difficult to get their hands on right now. And so we're just seeing what we can do in any way we can as a company. And I hope that more companies step up. And I'm so happy that the companies that you mentioned are stepping up. And I'm very, very proud of them for that.
Yeah, way to go. Well, we're proud of you for that. What was happening before the pandemic for you? And obviously this has changed all our lives. What were you in the midst of doing as this all hit and obviously changed, changed directions like the rest of the world? What was happening and when was that pivot point where you pivoted to doing all of this?
Well, we were actually getting ready to do a roadshow, because we've been stretching across the country by word of mouth. We haven't even advertised, like spas and clinics be carrying our product, and they've been using it as a professional service. And then when we created the dog and the horse line, we started going to groomers and doing tests on showing them how well this product worked. And they were getting very excited. And we were seeing quite an amazing turnaround with these little animals. And so we decided we were going to do a roadshow across the country. And then when this whole thing hit, we wanted to, you know, be safe as well as everybody and everybody that works for us. So we wanted to hunker down and see what we could do. And that's when I started thinking, because when I worked in the healthcare field, I remember one night when I was back in the days when I worked as an aide, I was working at a nursing center, and it was New Year's Eve, and there was a nursing shortage as well back then. And there was only one nurse that showed up and only could do meds. And there was 165 patients, which is illegal. I, the administrator should have gotten out of bed, but I had 165 patients by myself. I just did the best I could do, which you can never do a great job with all those patients. And by the end of the shift, I was throwing up and seeing things on the road that weren't there as I was trying to drive home. I was physically exhausted. And so it rips your immune system down when you are exhausted. And our frontline workers are the ones to be taking care of these sick people. And if their immune system is down and they don't have good guards, you know, they don't have good protection, we're going to lose healthcare workers. And I want to do more, but my heart goes out to them, because we have to take care of our healthcare workers so they can take care of these patients. And already you can see the numbers multiplying as the days go on. It's just a big concern. So anyway, that's why we shifted to this.
Have you noticed since you've made these announcements and since you've gotten you know into the donation game here, have other folks reached out to you and said, hey, how could we help? How could we do this? Are there other companies that are kind of following your lead?
Well, to be honest, I think you're the first show that we've made the announcement on. So we just started getting this together, and we talked to Loretta, who's going to do a little clip, and we're just getting it out there. We want to help where we can. Again, we're not a big, giant company, but we'll do everything we can. And so I'd love for people to reach out and help, because it's important for everybody to be doing what they can to support their immune system all year round. It doesn't even, aside from this virus. But right now, you need to be taking more vitamin C. You need to be keeping your hands washed. You need to be washing 20 seconds with, you know, hot or warm water with friction and soap. You need to be watching the shoes when you walk, keeping the shoes sanitized or Lysol down before they come in. You need to be doing all kinds of precautions, eating healthier foods so that your immune system can be supported. I mean, all these things are truly, you know, key in the whole world. And so what we have is a lot of antioxidant mix, you know, the antioxidant mix that they soak in and they take a bath in, or they do a foot soak. But anything you can do, whether it's taking them, eating them, soaking in them, lowering your stress, and that's a real hard one, because stress causes oxidative damage. So as rough it is, as it is, if we could try to just focus on getting through this and focus on trying to meditate or whatever you need to do, a prayer, whatever you need to do to lower your stress, take a bath, you know, exercise a little bit in your home, whatever you can do, you need to do it to support your whole system and the people around you.
Yeah. And listen, just, you know, absolutely terrific. I keep giving out nutrientsoak.com. Is that the best website for you? Is there a social media site?
We have nutrients, nutrientbodysculpt.com. This is our professional line. And we have some videos, and that's geared towards the body, you know, getting antioxidants and minerals as far as a treatment done at spas. There is the product there as well. But nutrientsoak.com is where we have the products for the dogs and the cats and the horses. And we also have the product for the soaking for the feet, as well as the bathtub. And so one bath could do up to 3 baths, if they could make it go a little further if they want. And 1 foot soak could do up to 3 soaks. So it's about the price of a pedicure, but it's antioxidants and minerals. And that's what you're soaking in. And that can go on your skin and absorb over time. We have already seen people that have done blood work, and we're going to be doing blood work tests with the animals as well. We're working with somebody right now to do the horses in North Carolina and various things. So it's, but either way, any way you can get antioxidants and minerals. Minerals activate the enzymes and the antioxidants. So any way that you can get antioxidants is super important. And any way that you can lower your stress and you can keep social distancing, We can get through this. We can get through this. It's not going to be an easy task, but we can get through this.
Listen, terrific work. And I've got a couple of minutes left with Maggie Jones, and hopefully we can get her back for a follow-up and just to see where it's all going. And what we're hoping to do is to get awareness, and hopefully more and more people will, and more companies would get involved the same way that Maggie has, and you know, Estee Lauder, and of course, Maggie points out that she's a smaller company, but Estee Lauder, there's got to be other companies out there that we can attract and bring in and try to alleviate some of these very important shortages. For example, the ventilators. Somebody had just told me that Ford and General Motors, you know, that they may be converting some of their plans to get more into that, and that makes an awful lot of sense to me. But these other things, you know, as far as the hospital gowns and the hand sanitizer and again, this is coming from a non-scientific person. It just can't be as complicated as the ventilator to get these made. Again, Maggie Jones is doing her part, a donation of $50,000 worth of wonderful nutrients and the soak and everything. But nutrientsoak.com is what I keep giving out, and go to the other site as well. Maggie, can you leave us with that website, a social media site where people can follow along with what you're doing?
Yeah, it's nutrientsoak.com. Do you mind if I explain antioxidants and free radicals a little bit?
Please do.
So people understand. So what happens is you have a chemical bond that gets broken from oxidative damage, which, like I talked about, that stress can do that. Certain foods can do that. Foods that processed foods can do that. Certain things can do that. And when that oxidative damage happens, you lose an electron, which creates what's called a free radical. A free radical goes around in the body and does some really bad stuff to the body. And if you think of an orange that has mold on it and it's in a bag of good oranges, you open up the bag and you can see the oranges around it are getting moldy. Well, there's damage that starts to happen in the body. And this is kind of a layman's term of trying to explain it. So an antioxidant is a molecule that has extra electrons. And when it can find the free radical, it can give it that electron, which can neutralize the free radical. You've heard of antioxidants, free radical annihilators. That's what they do. And so as important it is, it's definitely important to sanitize and to wash and to be cautious and do all things. But it's also very important to eat as healthy as you can to get more, fruits and vegetables and these kind of things in your system, to drink plenty of fluid to, again, to lower your stress. So all of these things are important, and that's where we come in, is where we can help with supporting the immune system. But eating those kind of things can help boost your immune system, lowering your stress, those kind of things, relaxing, sleeping, getting good sleep, super important. They need to make sure these healthcare workers get plenty of rest, which is going to be almost impossible, unfortunately, with what's happening. So yeah. Lives are important. Lives are what's more important than lives? Nothing.
Yeah, right. And they're on the front lines. I mean, this is a war. This is, you can't over-dramatize what we're dealing with. It's an international pandemic, global pandemic, and we can't minimize anything that's going on, and you can't possibly overstate the importance of what folks like you are doing. Maggie Jones, I want to thank you very much. Congratulations on your efforts here. It's terrific. And Loretta Swit and Carolyn Hennessy, wonderful work that you guys are doing. And hopefully we can help connect you with some folks. Maggie Jones, thank you once again.
Thank you so much, Frank. I really, really appreciate it.
NutrientSoak.com. Everyone go there, and that's Maggie Jones. Again, $50,000 donation to the frontline hospital workers coming from her and our organization. Just wonderful. Want to encourage more of this happening. Maggie Jones has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.